Mr. Secretary, obviously we're here in a day of tragedy, tragedy for the Belgians, tragedy for the world. ISIS has now taken responsibility for the murders this morning. We had a Marine that was killed last weekend in Iraq. I know you feel that personally. We have a law that we passed called the National Defense Authorization Act. It required you to submit to the Congress by February the 15th a plan for defeating these people. I know you told the chairman that it was imminent by February the 15th. You are in violation of the law. When an average American is in violation of the law, there are consequences. Would you care to explain to the committee why there shouldn't be consequences for your failure to follow a law that was signed by your president?
Well, it will be in front of you imminently.
Mr. Secretary, that's not my question. The statute says you shall do it by February the 15th. Do you not agree that you are in violation of that law?
We are going to submit that report. It's taken some time.
I'm going to ask you again, do you not agree that you're in violation of the law?
We will have that report to you shortly, Congressman.
I don't think that's a satisfactory response. When we pass a law around here, it means something. Now, people's lives are at stake. You know that better than any of the rest of us.
Well, the people's lives are at stake over a report.
Excuse me for a minute, Mr. Secretary. It's not too much to ask that you comply with the laws that we pass and the President signs.
As the chairman,
it's not sufficient for you to say it's imminent. You need to give us a plan now.